This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at the numbers by region, USDA says that for the Southeast, cotton plantings for 2011 are estimated at 3.1 million acres, roughly a 21% increase from the 2.6 million that that region planted last year, and only slightly higher than the number that was reported in March. Looking at the Mid-South, USDA says that acres in that region will be 2.3 million acres. That compares to 1.9 million last year, and about 50,000 acres higher than the March number, with much of that increase being accounted for by an upward revision to the number in Mississippi.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Texas, that's where most of the change in acreage came relative to the March number. For the region as a whole, USDA says that cotton planting is going to be just shy of 7.5 million acres, and last year that region planted 5.9 million. And in March, it was anticipated that growers were only going to plant about 6.5 million acres. And really, Texas accounts for most of the increase. Now, cotton area in Texas, it's estimated at 7.1 million acres, up from 5.6 last year. So we did see more area go into cotton, at least in terms of plantings, in 2011 with an increase in Texas. Looking out west, we saw some upward revisions in area as well, more acres of upland in Arizona, more acres of upland cotton in California, as well as more acres of Pima. So overall, the report generally showed an upward revision in acreage relative to March with the biggest increase in Texas.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point in the year, now it's just going to depend on what's actually harvested out of those acres, because we know that in the area where there was the biggest increase in plantings in Texas, they're in the midst of one of the most severe droughts that they've ever seen. So we do expect that we're going to see higher than normal abandonment, probably some exceptionally large abandonment in some of those areas as those acres just failed due to dry conditions. So right now, I think the market will start to pay attention to growing conditions and just how the crop develops.